8/12/1987, and we're going to talk about spring cleaning, or maybe fall cleaning, too. Something that none of us really like to do, but have to do.
Chores we have to do.
Do you ever get that urge? You know, I never do my spring cleaning until it gets to be the time of year where all of a sudden there's something in you that just wants to clean out drawers and throw old stuff out and open the windows. And I'm not so sure about washing the windows, but, you know, get some new blood in your life and house.
Yeah. You throw something out and then you pick it up again.
What did you, is there something special that you threw out and then went and fetched out and got back?
Yeah, I did that quite a few times. I thought it was too good to throw away.
How about your husband's and children's things? I used to try and get rid of that, and pretty soon it would appear back in the house again.
Yeah.
So I tried to get them to clean, spring clean their things. Well, once in a while they would, but mostly they weren't interested at all.
Yeah, well, the old days of spring cleaning, it really worked. When you have the rugs to bring up, you beat them, you take your mattresses
out, mattresses,
and beat
them.
Beat the mattresses?
Mm-hmm. I betcha. They have it cleaned.
What did you beat it with?
A beater.
One of those wire things?
Mm-hmm. And then you get down in those little tufts and get all the little feathers out of them. That took about practically a day to get the dirt out of them.
Huh. So you did it outside?
Oh, yes. That was always done. You carried everything out.
Now, when you beat the carpets, you mean you took the carpets, that great big 9x12 carpet out, and what did you do? Put it on the ground?
Put it down the ground, beat one side and clean it, and then you turn it over and beat the other side and clean it.
Didn't you get a lot of dirt in your face?
No, not too bad. You know, when you cleaned right along, there wasn't that much dirt in them.
Didn't it just raise up and fall back down in?
I don't think so, because you'd sweep it off afterwards, then you'd wash it, so at least I did. I learned that. My mother always washed my rug.
What did you use for washing it?
Ammonia and water.
Yeah, it didn't do anything to the color?
Okay.
Did you do it on your hands and knees, or with a...
No, sir, on my hands and knees.
With a scrub brush?
No, a rag, just a rag.
So first you beat the dirt out of it, and swept it off.
And I turn it over and I beat the back side and brush that off, and then I turn it back over on the front side again and I wash it.
How big, how heavy was this? What was it made of?
Well, the one I had was an Anglo-Persian. It's a front room rug.
So that was heavy?
That was heavy, and I carried it on my shoulder. And the other rugs were lighter rugs, but they were all 9x12s. They were all big rugs.
How long did it take for that rug to dry out there?
Well, to put it out on a good hot sunny day, it didn't take too long to dry. And I left it out there till I was done cleaning the room, and then I brought it in.
Did it get wet all the way through to the back? Mm-hmm. Just the top?
Just the top.
That wouldn't be quite as bad.
Oh no, you didn't soak that much.
What did you do to clean it inside? Do you have a carpet sweeper? Or?
The first time I had a carpet sweeper until I got my Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, with just the two of us, it didn't get that dirty. But you clean it every day. But it's surprising how much dust that little Bissell's cleaner picked up.
Yes, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, at the farm, there were three bedrooms and then a big hall. And I thought that I should do that all in one day. And I did. But I changed my mind and I did one room at a time. And there was two big rooms, and there was two beds in each one of those rooms, and then a smaller bedroom had one bed. So there was five beds that I, and then the porch up over the porch, there was a railing up there that you could go out, and that's where I
put your mat off my table.
The quilts and the mattresses and.
So you took everything out. You took the mattress off and put it outside. And
I thought I should have supposed to do it all one day. But I guess afterwards I found out that one day at a time was better.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Wasn't that a good feeling when you got it all back together at night? Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a relief.
And the rooms are so big, you know, the two bedrooms, they were 14 by 18. And then the hall was quite big too.
Well, okay, so first of all, you go into the bedroom and you'd
just simply dissect the beds.
Yeah, dissect the beds. And I carried all that stuff out myself.
The mattresses too?
Well, down the stairs? I used to bring up the kitchen chairs. We had a back porch on ours upstairs, and I used to put kitchen chairs up there and then the mattress stole the kitchen chairs.
Oh. Then you could
beat it the easier
side. Yeah, that was a smart idea. Now, did you wash the mattresses too, or
no?
Just beat it.
Just beat them out. But you washed everything else.
Yeah, we used to beat the mattresses. Do like that, clean her out. My mother took. She took a regular broom and dipped it in the water. We didn't have all that other, you know, then. And she'd dip it in the water and she'd go over that rug and it looked just nice. Take the dust out and we'd take it and we had a carpet beater and we'd beat that. And the mattresses we used to clean them too with a beater. And they looked pretty good.
Did you just do that all your life until you got? When did you stop taking your mattresses and rugs outside to beat them?
They got too heavy for me to carry. I did that until
that's about the way we did it.
In your 60s?
Back as long as I can remember, we always did.
Still carrying them
like enough. That. We didn't have a carpet sweep.
I'm surprised it didn't break my back.
We didn't have vacuum cleaners, and we beat them.
So that was in the 1960s that you quit?
Then I got a little hand vacuum that I vacuumed the mattresses. That helped a lot. And of course, every week I turn my mattresses in.
Every week?
I turn the mattresses
in. I did too. Turn the mattress over.
Yeah. Turn it?
I turned it over and down side and top side. Yeah.
Then yeah. I put all the pillows out on the rail out there on that
yes,
porch.
Oh yes, they aired them all the time. Mm-hmm. I never tried to wash the feathers. Some of my girlfriends did that, but that I didn't do.
I never washed the feathers either.
That was too long a chore. It took so long for the feathers to dry.
How could you do it without having the feathers all over the place?
Well, that was the trouble. While they were wet, you know, you kept turning them and turning them and turning them. They stayed there. But after you begin to dry and you begin to turn them
get away from
better.
You. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say it was for years that I can remember that they took the mattress and then when the thrashers come they had to put new straw in the mattress.
Oh, new straw. Mm-hmm. Oh, when was that?
Well, this is many years ago. I can remember that.
When you were a youngster?
Just a youngster, huh? Afterwards, they got a mattress, you know, but I can remember it was taken out every spring and put on chairs so it could air out. And of course, Mother had a rag rug, a big one for the living room, otherwise, it was just scattered rugs.
And she made that herself, I'm sure.
So,
is that how she took it outside and beat it too?
Yeah. Can't remember. They had also it was off the ground a little bit so it could dry, so it could put it back in by night.
lighter weight rubs, you always threw over the clothesline.
Yeah. Of course, after I was married, it was a little bit different. Then, of course, we had a good mattress.
So the mattress was made out of?
It was just a heavy, well, I would call it a canvas, of course, so the straw wouldn't come through. But that was always a brand new straw when the threshers had been. We always got a new straw.
Mm-hmm.
We had a clothes line.
After they had been there, you got a new? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We had a clothes line. Put the pillows on the clothes, you know, line. And then we beat them with a beater. And then we had a little whisk broom, we called it, you know, with the thing. And we went all over it with that. And that got the dust out for good.
It makes you feel good to crawl into that bed after you've worked so hard to clean it.
The clean smell.
I still love to hang my sheets out.
I didn't have a dryer at all. I hung my wash out up to the last.
I had a washer and a dryer.
Well, that dryer is pretty nice for towels.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's pretty nice for everything. I do hang clothes out. I just like to stand out there and hang them up.
Yeah, and they're always so fresh when you take them in.
We had those homemade quilts, you know. They was always had dust, and then we had to shake them and dust, you know, to get the dust out. And then my mother would take this broom, which we got pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
To hang the pillows out on the clotheslines and tear out. But then after, so many years ago, I used to take the pillow and put in the dryer and run the dryer on a low cycle. And then we fluffed them up because they were feathered.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, we don't have feather pillows so much anymore. They're so expensive. I remember somebody saying that their mother or grandmother or somebody brought a feather bed with them when they came from Europe on the boat.
My grandmother had a feather bed.
Had a feather bed.
Or they found
too hard to clean. We give it up.
That most cozy thing that you could possibly imagine.
Feather bed was too hard to clean. I mean, you know, good hard to clean.
Those feather beds were warm.
I just love that old feather bed.
My great-grandmother had a feather bed. I thought I was in heaven if I ever got to sleep in that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so soft. You would lie down in it and it would all come up around you like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I slept with one night, an elderly lady, she lived with her daughter, son-in-law. And they were going to be gone for a while. And she got me. That seemed to be my job, to stay with some of the elderly ladies. She got me to stay with her all night. They did. And now I don't believe it was a week. It was just a few nights and a minute. And I slept next to the wall. She had a hard, cold stove burnt all night, right off the bedroom. She had the feather bed under and feather bed over. I pretty near melted all night.
Oh.
Put my legs out by the wall to keep them getting too.
It's amazing how that little light thing is so warm.
She didn't mind it, see. And I was trying to think whether it was over or whether it was too. Seemed to me she had to, because I know it was so hot. And I thought, well, it wasn't much interest for me to stay all night to keep I pretty near died.
We'll have to scare you.
But she was really an old German lady, and I was kind of partly German, but we never had that much. We did have feather beds, though, but and we sink right down into it. It's hot.
My mother used to dissect the house. When you say dissect the house, that is really a good word for it. I tell you, that woman cleaned the inside of her shoes, I swear. Nothing went back in those closets until it was
clean.
It was clean, and they were clean. I get everything out and pile it on the bed, and then you kind of lose interest, but you got to finish up to get the...
Well, I didn't keep it. The other bed is with my mother-in-law's, and I was only out to the farm with my father-in-law and mother-in-law, but she died within a year when I was there, and she had all feather beds. I had them for about 2 years, and I bet you don't guess what I did.
You didn't make pillows.
I made pillows.
That's usually where they went.
I just couldn't take those feather beds.
I tried to make to fix a pillow one time, and I had feathers all over the place. How do you do it?
Well, the best thing to do is when you open it, just leave a little space and then open from there.
Yeah, and then put them in into the.
I tried, but they were escaping.
Boy, that made a lot of pillows.
Yes,
I
did.
Oh, yes.
Well, when we moved to town, my husband and I, we had feather beds too, but then when he got sick, he couldn't stand the feathers, the smell of them. So we had those foam rubber ones. And I got so used to them, I never minded in one bed.
Yeah. Now, were these feathered chicken feathers or duck
goose feathers?
Goose feathers.
Goose feathers. Goose feathers,
yeah.
Razor
down.
Duck feathers.
Yeah.
Duck feathers.
Too, but the goose feathers, that was what was soft. The chicken feathers are nice, but they have that little bone in there.
No,
you
have
why
to strip
are you?
Them. Have to strip
or you strip them up.
Did your mothers ever tell you that they learned to spring clean from their mothers?
I learned it from mine.
Uh-huh. And does your daughter spring clean like you did, except
no.
for taking the rugs out?
No.
Now, my daughters didn't house clean like I did either.
They've all got carpeting. That wouldn't be a very good deal to take out.
That's good if you can't take it out.
And I always used to hang the rugs on the line and then beat them. And maybe it'd be kind of a nice windy day and beat the tar out of them.
Yeah. Well, the Anglo-Persians were too heavy for the line would break the line, so they had to be put on the ground. Put the lighter rugs
There was two clotheslines that were close together.
Mm-hmm.
So the big rug from the front room,
and
put it over to the two like that, and then that would...
Oh, that was just fine. The kids played temp then, and I had them over the line.
But the two rugs in the bedroom downstairs, they were quite light, and I just took them out myself on the clothesline.
I
guess
about those lighter rugs, too.
What about your kitchens? Did you tear your kitchen apart and take all that stuff out? And
the cupboards over here.
Wash the walls?
What did you
use to wash the walls with?
Gee, me, I can't. I don't think I can even remember.
Spick and span?
I don't think there was such a thing as spick and span.
Before spick and span.
This is what many years ago.
Did you make your own soap?
I did.
I had
a hand
that made
times.
The soap.
Who
made
the soap? A man?
An ant.
Did you make the lye soap?
Lye soap?
Yeah.
Did you wash walls and everything with that?
No, I didn't. I don't know. I think we used to use, gold dust, remember?
Yeah, that is gold dust.
Gold dust? What's that?
It's that was before Dutch cleanser came in. That I got a can of that at home, but it hasn't disappeared. It's a little red can, and then there were two little niggers sitting on it.
Hmm.
And that was the forerunner of the old Dutch.
Hmm.
It was no fun playing in my kitchen because it was so big.
Mom,
what'd you wash your walls
with?
Just soap and water.
Vinegar for my windows and kerosene for my wood.
How long did that take you? You weren't going to do that in a day.
Well, the kitchen was 18 by 20, so you know how long it took me. But we had wainscoting around the kitchen, so it wasn't too much walls to wash.
What'd you do with the wood?
Just polished it, varnished it, then
you use, Mom used, and I got it from her vinegar and water. That puts a good shine on your woodwork and cleans
vinegar up. On your woodwork. It doesn't dry it out.
You haven't got that much in there, you know.
Or a kerosene. I use a lot of kerosene.
Well, I bet that smelled terrible.
No, it didn't. Uh-huh. There was no smell to it when you get it in the water. But it sure cleans.
It takes the grease off, I suppose.
And we had the wainscoting in the dining room, too. One in the kitchen was dark, and then the dining room was real light wood.
Did you have to put some new paper on your cupboard shelves and
oh,
drawers?
Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And a nice little fancy
oh,
edging.
Fancy oh, boy.
How did you get the edging to stay up there?
No, you bought the paper like that.
How did you get it to stay on?
It just stayed there.
Grease,
after you put your
on.
Dishes on it, it stayed
oh,
there.
Oh, it came over the edge.
Yeah. It just folds right over the edge. There's always such a pretty border,
yeah,
boy.
It's always yeah. a real family.
Seems to me, I remember my mother had an. Wasn't there an extra border that you?
Yeah, something had a border on.
No, it was all together. The paper to the border.
Yeah, it was all together.
Hi, this is Sally Takala.
Hi.
Have a seat. We're talking about spring cleaning. They used to take their carpets, mattresses, and everything else outside and beat them.
Are you the one that goes out? I've been shopping.
No, that's
she's not.
No, she's just testing us.
She's gonna write a story. She's gonna write a story about our group.
Oh, there's a lady that does shopping. She won't get mine if I don't.
She'll come in. She'll find you.
Not after this.
Well, she'll come in during this. We've got another 25 minutes.
She'll track.
She'll come
us down.
In at the end.
About 9, I think.
She usually comes in to visit us, Carrie. Yeah, she'll be here. Don't worry.
I think it's Melba that's on today, too. Isn't it?
Right.
Melba. I think she's the one that's on.
So you put kerosene in the water to wash your woodwork?
The walls.
And the windows.
And the walls with the kerosene, too?
And the windows, too.
Shine them up.
Kerosene on the windows, and it didn't streak them?
Vinegar,
or?
Vinegar on the
you
windows.
You got a beautiful shine with it.
And I always use paper, newspapers.
Yeah, newspapers was a great thing. I never used newspapers, but a lot of people do.
Amos, you better tell us about that. How did you do it with newspapers? This is for your windows?
Yeah. It always made them shine so nice. I don't know why.
Newspapers and vinegar?
Yeah, maybe.
Vinegar water.
Wash your window and then dry them up with newspaper.
Well, what did you do with your dirty hands?
The hands didn't seem to get, they got kind of sore. We didn't think so much about those things.
Did you wear rubber gloves, anybody?
Oh, no.
So if you had kerosene and vinegar and all that water and stuff on your hands.
It didn't seem to affect them.
We used bottom line.
I did.
Cake form.
Cake form.
I took bottom line around that. I took wash rag and washed it first.
This is the
put
windows
on,
or the walls? The windows or the walls?
No, the windows.
The windows?
Oh, I never did much on that. The walls was mostly paper we had. But the windows had bottom line in a cake form. And then I put it on and it dried.
Oh, that's good.
It shines just like
beautiful shine.
Bottom line.
What do you mean by cake?
That's quite a lot of
like a bar soap?
Yeah, it's in a bar.
Okay.
I mean, that was
rather than powder.
That was a long while ago.
When was that, Carrie?
I used that water and then I.
When do you think, how old were you? When you were first married on the farm?
We used it for years. I don't know about it. I think we had it on the farm. As long as I can remember, we had bottom line in a cake form. And we'd take, you know, wet, rub the window and take a dry rag and take sure did.
When we were talking about shelf paper, where did you buy it?
What?
The grocery store?
Stookies.
In the grocery store.
Just like
your
wife's
Stookies
paper.
At Stookies drugstore?
Stookies had it. Then a border on me.
Okay, now this is where we got mixed up. Because if you bought the paper like this, We put it on your shelf, and this
would be the border, right?
This would be the border.
It over.
But it seems to me...
Then on this side here, you
okay,
see...
Okay, but my mother, I think, had a had just this edging that she would thumbtack them. Maybe I'm not remembering right.
But if we had a cupboard that was closed, you didn't have to have that border, because...
We used to have...
Because nobody could see it?
We used to have it closed. Sometimes it was closed, and you didn't always have to have a border on it.
So you just, you didn't want it for yourself? You wanted it for when other people saw your cupboards?
Well, if you have the glass doors, it always...
Oh, okay, that looked nicer.
I had...
So you changed that twice a year or once a year?
Sort of had to change that off because it might tear once in a while, you know, if you were a little careless, spill something.
Did you ever put contact paper on your shelf?
I did later on when it came
it's
in.
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
What kind of paper?
Contact paper where you peel the back off and then it sticks down to the to the shelf.
Not too much.
And mostly it sticks to itself, and you can't get it apart.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's nice when you get it down, but it is a mess.
But we had
that
a
was it's so easy to wipe off, too.
We had it covered with easy glass doors, and then you see when that border was on.
Well, that was pretty. Then you had to be very tidy. You had to keep your cupboards nice and orderly, because everybody could see through the door. When you did your spring cleaning, did you take and you took all your dishes out? Did you ever
wash them? Washed everything.
Washed everything.
Yeah. So everything was clean. You done?
Hang the winter clothes out on the line, your coats and all that.
How about going to the cleaners? Did you take things to the dry cleaners?
Yes, things that needed dry cleaning, they always went to the cleaners.
I don't think I even remember of a dry cleaner.
You don't remember a dry cleaner?
A lot of people did their own, but I was scared to death of gasoline.
They didn't have any dry cleaners years ago.
Well, how did you use gasoline to dry clean things?
It had to be outdoors. Someplace where there's a lot of ventilation.
Well, how did you do it? Put it on a cloth and then wipe it?
No, right in it. You dipped it right in.
You dipped your winter wool coat into gasoline.
Right into gasoline.
And
you had to hang it outdoors for a few days.
Did you ever hear of anybody getting burned?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I never did. A very good friend of mine was killed.
It exploded?
She was in the back shed cleaning them, and they were doing some decorating, and the painter walked in, and he was smoking a cigarette. Up it went. She died of burned lungs. She inhaled it.
Oh dear.
It's almost true.
Frida, what do you tell us about spring cleaning?
Well,
this isn't making me get in the mood though. I don't know what you're going to do to get me to do it this year. But do you remember what was your most favorite or unfavorite thing about it? Did you get in the mood when it started to get nice weather?
Oh, yeah.
I did love all the rest of them.
When you were in Nebraska and it was so dirty and dusty, blowing, did you still hang everything out and beat it?
Oh, yeah. We had to pick it even. There wasn't any sandstorms or something.
Of course, you didn't have to worry about rain much, I don't suppose.
No, not in Nebraska.
Here she comes. Let's pause this a minute.
Can I bother you again?
Sure. Our house cleaning. Alice, why don't you tell us about your house cleaning?
Oh, my.
When you were up north?
Wash windows, vacuum things.
When did you used to start? Was it in May, April?
Oh, May usually. It warmed, you know, when the weather was warm. And, yes, I should say I did clean house. You did.
Right about us here?
Mm-hmm.
Have a seat, Gary. Do you remember cleaning your clothes with gasoline? They were talking about cleaning their clothes with gasoline.
Yes, I used to do that too.
That's the way you clean them.
Yeah.
Well, didn't your closet smell like gasoline?
No, we let them out and let them air good. You know.
That seems to evaporate.
How did you keep the moths out? Maybe the gasoline kept them off.
We used to get them.
I'm trying to double the moths. Closets.
Did they smell like mothballs then?
A little bit.
Mothball
stuff.
Yes, I had those mothballs.
You had what?
Mothballs.
You had mothballs.
We had mothballs. They smell like it.
Yeah, they do.
But then you take them out, you know, air.
Air them out when you're ready to use them.
Did you want to ask somebody else? Gladys?
Nothing for you guys.
Do you want something from the shopping?
I don't believe.
What did I order now?
Hershey bars and banana.
Yeah, Hershey bars.
That's what you ordered.
All right.
Rita, did you need to order?
Yeah. She ordered.
Rita? Yeah. Want to order something?
Well, there's a lot I could order, but I couldn't have it.
Okay. How about the outside of the house? Did you ever do anything with the outside of the house when you were doing all this chores?
My landscape painted. And we lived on a street where it was so dusty. I take the outside, the hose, and just wash wherever I could with that hose.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I did.
Storm.
Where did you keep your storm windows? I know they didn't store in your windows.
I had
a place in the garage.
In the basement? And in the garage?
We stored ours in the attic. We had a big attic over the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I had an attic that I stored in my
attic. So who carried them up and down the attic in those great big houses?
Mother and I.
You and your mother.
My dad wasn't around. He was working on the street half the time.
How long did it take you to do that?
Well, we did it in a pretty good time. Mom had that down to a peg. She used to hang out the window and hang them up this way, and I hung out to her feet.
I did that same thing with my mother once. I was just thinking of that.
Now, how was that?
On the second floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her about it, Gladys.
Well, we had those hooks that you could hang them on, you know, hook them on. And she'd reach out like that and be hooking them on, and I'd be on the inside hanging onto her feet.
Hooking the windows on?
So you sit out the window. Yeah. This is the house, and this is the outside. So you sit on the windowsill, and then you have, it must have, you know, those old houses have those great things.
Mm-hmm. And those storm windows were heavy.
Yeah.
Hold the storm window on, hook it up, but in the meantime, so you don't go over backwards, you've got your child sitting on your feet on the inside. Hoping they don't.
I'd hang on to Mama's ankles.
Yeah, I sat on her feet.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, that's the way we put them up.
Did you ever drop one?
No. She hung on to those for dear life, and they, as you said, they were big windows, too. Mm-hmm. And then they had that little hook on the inside that you could hook up to bring you in and out.
Did you ever have anybody come and help you clean, or did you do your own cleaning?
No, Mother wouldn't have anybody help her, and nobody would do it right anyway.
No.
She was so particular.
Me too. I didn't need any help.
You knew how you wanted to do it your own way.
I did it myself. Didn't care how long it took. I did it.
Do you remember that Morton Salt advertisement that came up later? Mother, I want to do it myself.
Oh. Did you wrap something around your head? Now, what did you put on to house clean?
Well, in those days, they had a little bonnet that was shirred.
Now, which?
They called them morning caps.
Morning caps. M-O-R-N?
Mm-hmm. regular morning.
My mother was morning. One in the
what,
morning.
When was this now? When you were a child?
I was in my teens.
Okay.
I suppose there was them earlier, but I remember them from the teens.
So that would have been in the 1910s?
In the teens.
Teens somewhere?
From there.
Okay. So they put the morning cap, a dust cap kind of on?
A dust cap. It was called
and
a dust cap.
I have too.
Did you wear stockings? Did your mother always wear stockings?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
My mother never wore anything but stockings. And she ironed them.
Never she ironed her stockings?
She always ironed her stockings.
The cotton, I suppose.
And it never went barefoot.
No, we never went barefoot either. We never, and my family never went barefoot. I guess that's where I got the habit of never going without my shoes.
Rita, what time of the day did you start to clean? In the morning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
All about 8 to 9.
And then you went till how long? All day long?
Yeah. Little at a time.
Little at a time. Did you start with the bedrooms too and work your way down to the living room and?
Oh, I've had them there.
Did you always use the same pattern, everybody?
It was a ritual.
Was it the same pattern that your mother had taught you?
I got into that habit too. It just like clockwork. When you did this, then you did this, and you did this. And
did you start right away in the morning and go till what time?
Well, at least 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure, that's what you did. Sure, you wouldn't get anything done if you didn't do it that way. Work all day at it, just like you would any other work.
And you had to stop and clean up and get supper.
Yeah, you were a little dusty about that.
So you rolled the rug up and put it on your shoulder and marched outside with the beater and then just cleaned it with ammonia and water and beat it and put it back in the house the same day.
Oh, yes, indeed. You never left the rug up. You might get company.
You don't want anybody to come in your house while you're...
Well, with door down.
Well, I never got started with cleaning because I had to go out and feed the chickens and look after my little ducks and geese and little chickens, do up the breakfast dishes, wash the milking machine, separator.
Yeah. That would take you a day.
Then I got started. And then after supper, then I'd go up and do up some of the beds.
How many weeks did it take you to house clean your house? If you have rooms that were 18 by 20 in your kitchens and your bedroom.
Oh, I imagine a week.
Through maybe, the whole house?
Maybe it was more than a week.
It took us about a week.
Let me do.
Because we had big rooms too.
Did all the children help?
Everybody's around helped me.
And then just, in my own home, I didn't have like we did at home, but I had to wax the floors around the rugs. See, they were 9 to 12 rugs.
Yeah, that too.
And then we had to wax.
Those were the little wood floors. How did you wax those?
With the waxer. If I didn't have the wax, I got down my hands and knees. I was the waxer.
Did you have rugs in your bedrooms, or did you have hardwood floors, or did you have linoleum?
Linoleum upstairs.
We had the scattered rugs, but they were the, we had the maple floors, so they were the white maple, and then we had the scattered rugs.
Weren't they slippery after you waxed them?
A little bit.
I remember going up over backwards
and put those weights on the end of the rugs so they didn't slip.
Oh.
Little weights that you could put on.
You sew them on?
No, they kind of stuck to them. They must have had something. I didn't pay any attention to them, but I know they must have had some adhesive on the back of them that you could just stick them under there. Somebody put it down.
They take the rings off from the fruit jars and put on the corners.
That was an idea, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you sell the, how did you get them to stay?
That I can't remember.
So rings off the fruit jars.
It was a rubber base.
always save the old ones and I'll just use them. You know, there's all kinds of ways for me.
Yeah, you used what you had, didn't you? You couldn't just run into town when you lived on the farm and buy something. How did it change when you had your families and they, your daughters, got married and started to clean? Did they do the same things? I know they had different tools.
Yeah.
Now, Corolla has her vacuum that's connected to her, where her radiator register is, and then they have a canister downstairs, and all that dirt goes down into that canister, and then they empty the canister.
Does that work?
Beautiful.
I'd love to have one of those.
I was telling you a joke of, my mother had hardwood floors in her front room, and they just got through waxing it, and there was a little rug by the door. My girlfriend came to see me. She stepped on that little rug, and she slid all the way across the whole floor.
That's why the little holders were the one that you wanted to use. That held your rug down, and you would go sliding.
Oh, how about bathrooms and same thing?
Outdoor plumbing.
Outdoor plumbing. Oh, well, then how did you clean that?
That it clean too.
You did.
With the hose.
With the hose. Did you put some ammonia? Or well, not ammonia, you wouldn't. What would you put in it?
That I can't even remember anymore. But I know we used to scrub, you know, across the seat and all that. That was always nice white wood.
Nice white wood on the seat. Now, if you had outbuildings, did you just spring clean your house and maybe your outdoor facility,
too.
Or did you clean any other outbuildings you might have had? If you had sheds or?
We had porches and outside porches. That was a big job.
That was scrubbing all the time.
Water porch. Broom. Mother used to leg wash.
Had a big broom, like a push broom?
Yeah, like a broom. Our porch steps that go down. We had them.
Did you scrub those too?
Water.
And the broom.
And a pail. And they look pretty good. And then dry off the sheet. There in town we had two. We had a couple of porches that we cleaned outside. And then one place we had it enclosed, but two. That was kind of hard.
Did you see all your neighbors out there when you were polishing and going in and out with your mattresses and beating on them?
Everybody did the same thing.
So up and down the block, they were all doing the same thing.
They were all doing the same thing.
Well, I couldn't see my neighbors where I was.
I suppose not.
They were mostly busy doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, take whose house clean.
Well, I think that's the end for today because it's...